We thanked her by digging a hole. It is how we say thanks. The hole had four corners, and its walls were built of earth psalm, thirsting. Her sister and her lover dragged out two boxes of books by the hole, and the rabbi told us, reach in, pull out a book. The books smelled sour on their yellowed pages, but the unbled words told oldest stories, carried prayers penciled over by centuries of fathers, inked by excrement of beetles and the feather of a scribe. First, we lowered her body into a box, then the box into a hole, and then the books. We had to drop them in and listen to them thunk against the box, against the soil, echo of earth where libraries have been harvested, grains of sand becoming paper, now a small collection of everything being returned. We lined the hole in books until we could not see the box or the body laid within it. I stood at the edge of the place where books go to die, to mingle with the great mouth that unthreads their bindings with its tongue. We call it Geniza, and we will call it grave, and it will unbind her, and she'll turn to the page of the book in the place beyond the place where light touches, there among mysteries throbbingly quiet, her mind blooming a great field of language, her retinas decaying, forever opened, her eyes.